This is Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced and hosted by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
New York City just hosted the country's largest protest to date, 75,000 strong, declaring no to proposed state and city budget cuts and yes to taxing the rich. New Yorkers rallied against budget cuts being considered by the governor and the mayor. Unions, social service organizations, and community groups came together to unite and fight. They demanded a more equitable tax share by the state's wealthiest taxpayers, which would generate an estimated $6 billion annually. Now to the rally.
Are we going to back down? Are we going to fight? Are we going to fight? Fight on! We need a government by the people, for the people. By the people, for the people. That means a government creates good jobs. It means a government works for working people. And when there's a stimulus package, it stimulates us, right? We need a governor who is as bold, as courageous as the President of the United States. And we gotta tell him, Governor Patterson, the legislature, the senator, time to be bold, time to be courageous, and time to be fair. But we're gonna have to fight for it. Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
Are you ready to fight?
Yeah.
All right.
I would like to introduce to you the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Sure. schools do what they need to do to protect the next generation of Americans. We are the heart of New York, and we're standing here together at City Hall to say to both our city elected officials and our state elected officials, don't cut the safety net. Don't cut the safety net. There is a better way. The first was done by our bold, courageous new president and our elected officials in Washington when they passed that stimulus package. But the state needs to do its share too. In tough times like these, it's time for everyone to do their fair share. For those who prospered during boom times, we ask them, pay a little bit more so New York can avoid gutting the services that our most vulnerable need. Are you ready to fight? Now, let's say what we said during the election. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
It's DC 37 in the house.
One of the great labor leaders in the city of New York, Lillian Roberts.
Over 30 years ago, when we had a fiscal crisis, the city, the state, and the unions came together to resolve it. Today, we have a similar crisis, but a dictatorship in the city has resulted in a war being declared on the middle class, the poor, and the unions. We face with layoffs of social workers who give guidance to people when they're in trouble, and layoffs in our schools, our libraries, our cultural institutions, hospitals, and other basic services. Our job training participants who are welfare recipients are being teased with temporary employment, not full-time jobs and decent salaries. All of the while, the mayor spends $9 billion of taxpayers' money to contract out our jobs when city workers do the work better. Stop these union-busting tactics of pitting workers against the community. We said stop the use of high-priced consultants and contractors to do our jobs, and stop privatizing our work, and stop using public money for private use, and stop balancing the budget on the workers' banks. Stop these unnecessary cuts and unfair layoffs. Use the state rainy day fund and use the $9 billion we showed in our white paper that the mayor has set aside for outside contractors. There's a better way. Restructure our tax system so the wealthy pay their fair share. We're fired up and we can't take no more. Fired up, can't take no more.
Can't take no more.
The president of Local 371, a dynamic labor leader, Fay Moore.
Is labor in the house? Darn right we are. This is our city. Mayor Bloomberg's budget destroys decades of social programs proven to help the city's poor and working people by closing them down, cutting them, and contracting them out. 608 layoffs in child welfare, cutting down daycare services for teenage parents, eliminating oversight, increasing caseloads, slowing down services, and destroying progress that has been made over years that saves children's lives. 174 layoffs in the shelter system. Who's going to clean these shelters? Who's going to maintain order? Who's going to find a safe place for poor people? 200 layoffs that have already taken place in the housing authority. Workers that run community centers that protect our children, have a safe place for parents to leave teenagers until all hours of the night. Bloomberg's budget thumbs his nose at our services for the needy, while he finds money to retrain investment bankers, give tax incentives to real estate tycoons, and to build stadiums. We need to change these priorities. We are the labor movement. We can do that. We have to make New York realize again, this is a labor town. When I say union, you say power. Union!
Power.
Union!
Power.
Union!
Power.
Union!
Power.
Union!
Okay, Sheila Brown of CUNY and Barbara Brown, who is the president of the professional staff of CUNY.
Are you upset? I'm one of the students that joined CUNY because it's affordable. And CUNY is known as the pathway to New York's future. I think that if you're on the top and you have a little bit more than everybody else, then why not give a little bit more than everybody else? So when I get there, I'll do the same for you, New York. When I say no budget cuts, you say cut that out. No budget cuts? No budget cuts? No budget cuts? Thank you.
I'm Barbara Bowen. I'm president of the Faculty and Staff Union, and I'm proud to be one of the professors who teaches Sheila Brown. We are here today in force to say you have a choice, Albany. The budget is not about numbers. The budget is about people. Albany, you have a choice. Do you want to cut off the future of people like Sheila Brown and thousands of people like him? Or do you want to just cozy up to the rich and say you don't have to pay your fair share? That's the choice. This is not a crisis made from nature. This is a man-made, invented crisis, and it can be solved. Budget cuts are not inevitable, and don't you let anybody tell you they are. Don't you let anybody tell you that we all have to sacrifice. We have done our sacrifices. It's time for fairness in this state. So we say to Albany, find the courage to stand up for education, for the future of our state, for students like Sheila, so he will have a chance, for every one of you who wants a decent life. Because in the end, does the state want us, the people, the working people, the people of color, the immigrants, labor in New York, to have a decent life? Or does it want the rich to have more and more money? We're saying fair share. So when they say cut back, we say fight back. Cut back.
Fight
back. Cut back.
Fight back.
Cut back.
Fight back.
Thank you.
This next speaker coming up, he may be part of City Hall, but he's on our side. We're working from the inside. And when we hear, show me the money, he can definitely show us the money, and he can tell us where it barely belongs. I want you all to welcome Bill Thompson, our city controller.
Is there anybody out there who's a member of a union?
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there who's working for a living?
Yeah.
You know, we're all here today to say no. No to cuts in hospitals. No to cuts with our teachers. No to cuts to our children. No to cuts in our jobs. No, we're here to say no. We are going through tough times, but the way that we will get through those tough times is by doing it together. It shouldn't be done on our backs. The cuts shouldn't be done on working men and women in this city. We need to talk about a fair share for everybody, not just for the rich. A fair share. Let those who make more contribute more. Let them put up a little bit more. That's how we'll get through these tough times. Not on our backs. That's the way we're going to make it. So they say, cut back. No, no, no. We say, fight back. They say, cut back. Cut back. That's right. Let's stand together and make sure that everybody pitches in. Stay together and stay strong. Thank you.
Cut back.
cuts! No more cuts!
No more cuts! No more cuts!
Nancy Waxstein of the United Neighborhood of Houses.
I'm here representing the New York City nonprofit social service sector, the human services nonprofits that provide child care, that provide after school, that provide senior care, mental health care, English classes, services to immigrants, legal services. We are the organizations that help poor and working people in New York with the safety net services that allow them to keep their jobs, that allow them to go to job training, that allow them to learn English. And these city and state budget cuts will decimate the system of nonprofit services in this city. And we are asking the governor, we are asking the mayor for fairness. The people we serve, even when times were booming in this city, were struggling. Now with the recession, they need these kinds of services more than they ever have. They rely on the community centers and settlement houses that are members of United Neighborhood Houses and all of our brothers and sisters who do this work. We do it for no profit. We are people who are dedicated to helping others, and this budget is going to decimate services, and we're saying the only way we can preserve a safety net for those most in need is by having fair share. So I see the signs, protect our seniors, protect our neighborhoods, protect our children, protect our youth. We have to do it here with one voice, fighting for fairness. Thank you.
We want to hear from the president of the MLC, Mr. Harry Despose.
All right, all right. Let me tell you something. The most important thing is that we did not cause this problem. We did not cause this problem. The corporates caused it with their jets and their investments. But yet now they want to close hospitals. They want to lay off state workers. They want to lay off city workers. We have to stick together. Say it together. We did not cause this problem. We did not cause this problem. We did not cause this problem. Thank you very much. Fight up! Fight up! Fight up! Fight up! Let them know all the way in Albany and let them know at City Hall. No more, not today, never again. No more, not today, never again. No more, not today, never again. Fight up! Fight up! Fight up! Fight up!
We all understand that we have a major crisis here facing us, the city and the state and the union. And in this country and the union that's fighting for health care for all of us to make sure that we are all protected. Where's 1199? It's my pleasure to introduce their president, Mr. George Crisshaw.
The union's in the house today. We're here today, sisters and brothers, because we have to have our voices heard by those who we elect to look after our interest. It is not right that we have to be here today to talk about the rights of people to have education or health care or the social services that we all need in this city. At the same time that we're speaking on this, we're hearing that we can't tax the rich. Now, when you tell us that there's not enough money to take care of the needs that we all deserve, we resent that. And so we come here today as a collective body to say that you're not going to make us choose between health care and education or any social services that we deserve. We deserve all of that. And we're not giving any of it away. We know that there's an economic problem in this country. We resent the fact that while we're fighting for the crumbs, the rich and the wealthy are being left alone. How fair is it that a person that makes $40,000 a year pays the same tax rate as a person that makes $500 million a year? Is that right? And people will tell you, sisters and brothers, that if we raise the tax on the wealthy, that they're going to leave New York. Well, let me just tell you that the taxes were raised in New Jersey, and the wealthy did not leave New Jersey. Let me tell you, in California, the tax rate that they're paying is much higher than what is being proposed. The last time I looked, there were lots of rich people in California. This is New York and New York City. Where are they going to go? We wish the governor well, but we think that he's been ill-advised, that he's been told that he has to protect the rich rather than protect working people. And so working people are here today to say we want our fair share and we want the rich to pay their fair share. If you are with us, if you believe that the fair share tax should be heard, let them hear your voices now. Now, at the same time we're saying that we can't cut health care in New York, we are proud that we have elected a new president of the United States, President Barack Obama. The president understands how important health care reform is to this country.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lynn Gachinski. I've worked at Mary Immaculate for the past 27 years. On the 28th of February, the doors officially closed. We said our goodbyes, we hugged and kissed each other, but not only that, the heartbreaking thing was that at our Monsignor Fitzpatrick Pavilion, our nursing home, there were residents there who spent 20 years there, who are 107 years old, 93 years old, who have made friends and who were forced to go elsewhere, possibly never seeing each other again. It was heartbreaking. I have to tell you, we were two hospitals, St. John's and Mary Immaculate, that closed, but it's not the end. Since 2000, 30 hospitals have closed. And we need to ask, how many more hospitals will close before we start saying enough? We need to ask the powers that be and this governor, when are we going to put a stop to this? How many people need to die before we say enough is enough? We know why we're here today, people. We're healthcare workers. We're teachers. We teach our children. We're people who take care of our communities. We're people who take care of the buildings that we work in, the roads that we drive in. We know who we are. We need to tell them who we are. We spend our dollars in the places that we go to eat lunch in the places that we buy our clothes in the communities that we work in. We actually support the communities we work in. So we need to ask, when is enough going to be enough? When are the right questions going to be asked to the powers that be? When are we going to start to ask the questions, and when are we going to start to get the right answers? We're tired of hearing, oh, we're sorry, it's the economy. Enough about that. We want to hear real solutions to real problems, because if you're not going to be part of the solution, you're part of the problem. We need to tell this governor that the fair share tax reform is the right thing to do. Do it now!
I'd like to call on Noel Old. He's a nursing home worker in Jewish Home Life Care.
Here we go again. Brothers and sisters, it's $11.99 in the house. Our union workers in the house. Listen up. You're wrong, fish, and come call me. Me say you're wrong. Governor, you're wrong, fist and come call me the union right. Cause the union is the lion, and the lion will devour you. Me say you're wrong, fi trouble the union. You're wrong. Me say you're wrong, fi trouble the union. You're wrong. Because we are hardworking people, and you don't trouble the people. Me say you're wrong, fi trouble the union. You're wrong. Listen up, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is that if the governor not get it, something wrong, wrong, wrong. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up. We won't give up the fight. Governor, you draw a bad card. I have a tired Mr. Riffius. Thank you.
You've been listening to selections from a massive rally in New York City on March 5th to fight budget cuts by taxing the rich. Just as the protesters expressed their class interest in a show of solidarity, the New York Times and Daily News failed to run articles on the rally, clearly expressing their class interest.
Well, this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg
and Ken Nash. And log on to our new website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.